Welcome everyone to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson and it's called Fo What? My name is JP.
What is it called?
Fo What?
Hi, my name is Liliana. And the keyword is para qué.
Para qué.
Para qué.
What fo what? Or you can say what fo.
Okay. Yes, so this is a very useful question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's para qué, for what?
If somebody asks you to do something and you want to know what the purpose of that is,
yeah,
then you can ask them, para qué?
That's right, you can question. Always question, my friends. So let's listen to the dialogue three times. Dialogue, first time.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
¿Para qué?
Para esto.
Second time.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
¿Para qué?
Para esto.
Third time.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
¿Para qué?
Para esto.
All right, we're back. Let's start with the translation.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
Come over here and close your eyes.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
Get closer and close your eyes.
Acércate y cierra los ojos. ¿Para qué?
What for?
¿Para qué?
For what?
¿Para qué? Para esto.
For this.
Para esto.
For this.
Para esto.
Mm-hmm. Now we have a kissing noise. Aw, this is a sweet dialogue.
I know, it's cute.
There's kissing in it. All right, so let's take a look at the first sentence, which is, get closer or come over here and close your eyes.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
Okay, there's a couple of commands in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The first one is, come over here, acércate.
Acércate.
Okay, what verb is that?
Acercar.
Acercar means to move closer, right?
Yes.
And if you want to move yourself closer?
Acercarse.
And here we have the command, move yourself closer.
Yes, so here we have the two forms. So mm-hmm. He's saying acércate.
Acércate. That te on the end is to get yourself closer, right?
Yes.
The yourself.
It's tú. Tú mm-hmm. acércate.
Okay. So get yourself closer and?
Y?
Close your eyes.
Cierra los ojos.
Cierra los ojos. Cierra, that's the verb cerrar.
Yes, okay. To close.
To close. And then the eyes.
Los ojos.
Los ojos.
Ojos. Yeah.
Okay, ojo means eye. Now, Lily, in English I would say close your eyes, but here it says cierra los ojos, which means close the eyes.
Yes, cierra los ojos is to say both eyes.
Okay.
But, I mean, we don't say cierra el ojo. Because cierra el ojo is just one.
This is one eye?
Yeah, that's just, you know, winking your eye.
Okay.
So you want them to close both eyes, so we have to say cierra los ojos.
Okay. Now, but in English we say your eyes. How come in Spanish you don't say your eyes?
Because that's the way it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's easy. No, right. It is. That's the way it is.
I can accept that. All right. So come over here and close your eyes.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
All right. And the answer is a little bit of mistrust, right?
Yeah.
For what?
¿Para qué?
Right, para. So that's literally for what? And the answer is for this.
Para esto.
Para esto.
Para esto.
And then there's a big kiss.
Yes.
Aw.
This is cute.
It's so cute, we should listen again three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
¿Para qué?
Para esto.
Second time.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
¿Para qué?
Para esto.
Third time.
Acércate y cierra los ojos.
¿Para qué?
Para esto.
Okay, Lily, we're back, and I know some of our listeners they have a burning question in their hearts.
Okay, tell me.
The difference between para qué and por qué.
Very big difference.
Very big difference.
Yes.
Okay, both can mean why, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. In a way. But para qué, it means what's the purpose?
What's the purpose?
What's the objective?
Mm-hmm. So, for example, if I tell you to drink something and you say para qué, I would have to give you the purpose, right? You'll feel better, right?
Yes.
You'll feel better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. It always explain the purpose of something.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to know what for?
Okay. That's para qué.
That's para qué.
Okay. What about por qué?
And por qué, it means why.
Why, right?
Yes. What's the motivation behind it?
Okay. So if I tell you to drink something and you say por qué, well, the motivation would be because I know it tastes good.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, it's different.
Because I want you to try it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the difference between por qué and para qué. Motivation and purpose.
That's right.
All right, I know some people are still scratching their heads, but you just got to practice.
Yeah. No, it's the same in English, for what and why.
Right.
So,
ooh,
basically,
we can think of it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Okay, so what's our challenge going to be for our listeners?
Well, we have one challenge, that is to ask people para qué.
Para qué?
Yes.
Okay.
Or just go and, you know, give kisses to people.
That's true. If you memorize this whole dialogue.
Yeah, you can do it.
You can end up kissing a lot of people.
Yeah, you can kiss your wife, the girlfriend, whoever you want to kiss. Mm-hmm. But we don't know if maybe they actually like hit the guy.
Yeah, because the dialogue ended there. So.
Yeah. Have you ever received one? A smack?
A smack? A bofetada?
Yeah, bofetada.
You know, I have never received one for kissing, no.
Really? Oh, look at you.
No, I have not. Maybe good. I should. Maybe that's my problem.
No, come on.
But Latinos are kissers, right?
Yes, they are, but also we like to smack. Oh, yeah.
Kissers and smackers.
That's okay. Right.
But coming from my culture, you know, we see Latinos all the time kissing to say hello and kissing to say goodbye.
Yeah, that's a big difference. You know, Americans, when we say hello to them, usually they immediately extend their hand.
Yes.
And that for me was very different when I arrived to the States, mm-hmm. because I was like, oh, what? Why?
Are we making a deal?
Yeah. It was funny, but every time they would extend their hand, mm-hmm. I would pull them and just kiss them on, you know, on one cheek.
Wow. So, I bet you were very popular.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, at the beginning, it was kind, they would feel a little, you know, weird. But mm-hmm. then after, it was like, oh, this is the way she does it.
Yeah,
you know?
She's a kisser.
Yeah. And I'm a kisser. I am. It's funny. It's just
excellent.
Funny.
Excellent. Folks, if you have any questions, if you would like to share your kissing stories, please come to SpanishPod.com and leave your comments in the discussion section. When you think you've got this lesson down pat, don't forget to mark it as studied. And for now, we're just going to say hasta luego.
Kisses.